It's Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll talk to 538's Harry Enten about the biggest national political stories.
First, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met with Russian President Vladimir Putin today after waiting for much of the day to see if the meeting would actually happen. Tillerson landed in Moscow yesterday for his first meeting with Russian officials. These meetings come at a time when the U.S. and Russia are using harsh words against each other about last week's chemical weapons attack in Syria and the U.S. airstrikes launched in retaliation.
Nihal Tusi joins us now to talk about this diplomatic visit and what's happening with U.S.-Russian relations. She's a foreign affairs correspondent at Political. Nihal, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we know that there have been meetings today, but let's start with comments Secretary of State Tillerson made ahead of his trip to Russia. And here he is at a meeting of G7 foreign ministers on Tuesday talking about Russia's failure to rid Syria of chemical weapons.
Stockpiles and continued use demonstrate that Russia has failed in its responsibility to deliver on its 2013 commitment. It is unclear whether Russia failed to take this obligation seriously or Russia has been incompetent. But this distinction doesn't much matter to the dead.
What do you make of these comments?
Well, they're pretty harsh comments. They're very strident, especially from a Secretary of State who doesn't really talk much and doesn't really say much in public at all. So he went into this meeting, with his eyes wide open, and the Russians, at the same time, didn't really budge on their side of things either. They're not even willing to acknowledge that the Syrian president was behind these attacks. So I think you're going to see a very hard positioning going on both sides.
And we just learned that Russia has just vetoed a UN resolution that would have required Syria to cooperate with investigators on these chemical weapons attacks. Take us into this self-interest of Moscow here to cover for Assad. Explain to us why Russia is so supportive of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Well, Syria is basically Russia's only real ally in the Middle East. There's an important water port there that the Russians use. They've long had a relationship with the Syrian government, which has basically been Assad or his father for the last several decades. They just kind of consider him an ally. I think that when they, and also just generally speaking, the Russians are not big on regime change or anything that, leads to instability in areas where they feel that their interests are at stake. And so this was a situation where this began back in 2011 with the Arab Spring, and what was basically a protest movement quickly turned into a civil war that's really spiraled out of control. And so when the Russians first supported Assad, and they have this whole time, I don't think they necessarily expected it to get to the level that it has or to last so long, and yet it has. But they are for geostrategic reasons, philosophical reasons, and I think also simply, Vladimir Putin's unwillingness to back down in the face of U.S. demands, continuing to keep up their support.
Why are they so dug in over having a regime change? Why does Moscow not support seeing any type of regime change?
Well, there's some people who believe that Putin doesn't necessarily like Assad, like on a personal level, that they don't think he's the smartest guy, that in recent days in particular, they feel like he has made them look really foolish by staging these chemical attacks, even though they deny that he did it. So there is that out there, but I think part of the challenge, too, is that the Syrian government is basically run by Assad and his family, so trying to get rid of them could actually lead to more instability now at this stage if you don't have a proper group of people or a person who can take Assad's place. I don't think Assad is willing to leave, no matter what Russia tells him. Mm-hmm. And so there's just all these different factors where they're looking at this and they're thinking, well, to us, he still seems like the best option. One of the things that Russian officials also tell me is that one of the reasons that they feel like the U.S. should take their concerns more seriously is that even if Assad is toppled, that afterward you're going to have a lot of continued violence, not only from terrorist groups, but reprisal killings from people who supported Assad going after rebels who they claim attack them and kill members of their families. And so they just feel like things will get even less stable in Syria than they are now.
We're talking right now with Nihal Tusi. She is a foreign affairs correspondent at Political. We're talking about the diplomatic visit that is happening right now between Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and President Putin and what's happening with U.S.-Russian relations. Let's probe U.S.-Russian relations. Do you think it's possible, Nihal, for the U.S. and Russia to find common ground when it comes to the civil war in Syria?
I mean, I think it's possible. I think anything is possible. I just don't know that at this stage it's going to happen anytime soon. You know, when the Trump administration first took office, they really wanted to find ways to work with the Russians on everything. And part of that, I mean, just days ago, you know, Tillerson and others were saying, essentially, like, we're not going to worry about what Assad's future holds. Removing him is no longer a priority. But the chemical attacks have really scrambled the equation. And so the Trump administration, in deciding to stage a missile strike to retaliate over Assad's chemical attacks, has really, really changed the conversation, because part of it, too, is that they feel like the Russians are not willing to accept the reality that the U.S. is finding through its own intelligence reports. So it's become a situation where, you know, there was hope on some sides that Russia and the United States would get along better under the Trump administration. But, you know, it's not only Russia and the U.S. that are actors in this drama. Assad has his own point of view and his own interests, and there are others who would prefer that the two sides not get along. So it remains to be seen. But I think at the end of the day, like, both sides, and they both said this today, is they understand that they can't stop talking. Even during the worst parts of the Cold War, the Soviet Union and the United States still had a channel of communication. And so this is a situation where they're going to keep talking, but at the end of the day, they also have very different interests. So we'll see what happens. But it's really fascinating to watch the dynamics, because, you know, Trump, I don't believe, just quite knew what he was getting into when it came to Russia and Syria in particular.
Do you think this relationship between the U.S. and Russia will benefit from Tillerson's trip to Moscow?
I think it was a very awkward trip, but in a way it was very predictable. I mean, they stated that they had found some common ground on certain things, like fighting terrorism, et cetera, et cetera. But overall, neither side really budged from its position. And the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, who's a bit of a legend, he really took a lot of digs publicly at Tillerson. At one point, he was like, you know, Rex Tillerson told me that he's kind of, he's not big on thinking about history, and he just kind of wants to deal with now, but you have to think about history. Mm. And it was just kind of this weird little insult and a dig in a very public way. And that's a sign that, you know, they're not willing to go down, you know, and do whatever the Secretary of State says. Now, that being said, you know, President Putin did meet with the Secretary of State. And that was a sign that, yeah, you know, they're not willing to completely abandon this relationship, because he could have snubbed him, and that would have been pretty ugly.
How close are we to any type of heated military tension between the U.S. and Russia?
Oh, I think both sides are pretty eager to avoid that. Okay. I mean, one of the things that they announced today was they're going to resume what's known as the deconfliction channel, which basically helps them coordinate U.S. and Russian aircraft above Syrian skies or in Syrian skies so that they don't collide. I mean, that's one indication that they really don't want to have a dead Russian or a dead American to be blamed on either side. So I think that that's the notion that the two would go to some sort of a military conflict against each other directly is a bit far-fetched at this stage. Neither side really has an interest in doing that.
Nihal, as we wrap up, what are you keeping an eye on here as Tillerson wraps up this visit to Russia? What are you watching for?
Well, I think what I would like to know is what Assad is going to do next. How quiet is he going to get? Is he going to use chemical weapons again anytime soon? And if he does, how will the Trump administration respond? That's really, really important. I mean, because the first strike, sad as it is to say, it's kind of an easy decision. But it's the second, third, fourth missile strikes from the U.S. or other military action by the U.S. that really could tell us where things are heading.
Nihal, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Nihal Tusi, foreign affairs correspondent at Politico. She joined us to look at U.S.-Russia relations as Secretary of State Rex Tillerson makes his first visit to Moscow.